USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the United Nations Security Council as the tensions between Ukraine and Russia continue to unfold, and President Joe Biden says an invasion is still near.
I'm mindful that some have called into question our information, recalling previous instances where intelligence ultimately did not bear out. But let me be clear. I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin added that the U.S. government is not seeing any kind of withdrawal from Russian troops at Ukraine's border, instead seeing Russia adding to its capabilities and troops, even today. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is changing direction to fight the coronavirus.
We move out of the pandemic phase and we move into a phase which should allow you confidence that we are not walking away, that we're taking the lessons learned and we're leaning into the future.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is changing the direction to fight the coronavirus. He says they're moving out of crisis and looking towards prevention as well as quick reactions to outbreaks without mandates. He says mitigation efforts like masks won't be required but will still be encouraged for safety. Also, people who are protesting COVID mandates in Canada have moved back from border crossings, but they're still in downtown Ottawa.
These are garbage.
You're all being recorded.
Police have begun to make arrests for those few individuals who are causing violence, but other protesters are still remaining. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
People that are trying to capitalize on supply chain issues are now being targeted.
Companies that exploit the ongoing supply chain issues may face prosecution by the Justice Department. The DOJ has launched an initiative specifically looking for companies colluding with competitors to fix prices or wages. The Antitrust Division of the Justice Department formed a global working group to share that intelligence with Australian, Canadian, British, and New Zealand authorities. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One person is dead after a plane crashed in North Carolina.
The pilot was killed after a small plane collided with a tractor-trailer on the interstate in North Carolina Wednesday. The plane was departing from the Davidson County Airport when it descended due to possible mechanical issues. Trooper Ned Moultrie of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol gave the statement. Moultrie said the plane collided with the rear of a tractor-trailer that was traveling south on Interstate 85. The pilot, who was not identified, died at the scene. He said the truck driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a hospital.
The Senate has passed a bill to avoid a government shutdown, sending it to President Biden for his signature ahead of a Friday deadline. Senators voted 65-27 to approve the measure, which funds the government through March 11th at current levels and provides lawmakers at least 3 weeks to work out a deal to fund the government through the end of September. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.